Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Jesse Pierce, host of the Bar Down Beauties podcast, joining us here courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Jesse, how are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. We were trying to chase out the Northern Lights since I missed them last night because I was at the hockey game, and I don't know if they're going to be popping tonight or not.
Yeah, allegedly you'll be able to see them slightly, but it's going to be nothing like last night. But hey, join my world. Me and Chris, right? We're locked in the studio, and we're doing the show, and everybody's on the text line talking about it. We just had Randy Meyer, Fox 9 news anchor, talking about how he was cooped up in the studio too. So you know, you were at the X last night watching the Wild hockey. So we're all in the same boat, right?
Yay! We're the cool kids.
We're the cool kids. We missed out. The pictures look beautiful. I'm glad people got to enjoy it, though. That is always a special moment, and I'm glad everyone shared them.
All right, so like, you got three kids. What is your household like over the course of the holiday season? I know that they're young. I know that they're all excited about Santa Claus and Christmas and all that good stuff. But, like, do they get excited for Thanksgiving?
No, they've already bought. Actually, that's a lie. The middle kid, who, no surprise, because he's just kind of my foodie, he's kind of excited. He's like, he's excited for the turkey. But they ultimately, I think, get excited for Thanksgiving, knowing Christmas is right after, right? Like, okay, then that's when we started. But the threats for Santa and Cole have already begun, because we can do that. You know, Santa's always watching. He's always listening, starting right after Halloween. So everyone's on high alert to be on their best behavior at all times. So that's always kind of nice.
All right. So listen, I think that right now I want to propose that we got to get a field trip put together. Okay. And so I know that we've talked for the last couple of years about you, me, and Dame Mizutani going on the field trip, and I still want to do that to go to Taco Bell, but I think that there should be another field trip that me, you, and somebody else should go on.
Awake show, baby.
All right, so I think specifically because Avery's a part of the show, that there should be a meetup between me and you and Avery at the place that everybody's talking about today, and that is Krispy Kreme and Fridley.
Ooh, I did hear that that's a triumphant return. And
yes, it opened today.
Any argument. Yeah.
It opened today. So now you have had a Krispy Kreme in your life, right?
Only like once or twice, though. But yes, I have had one. And I think it was when I went to Florida once upon a time. I don't know that I've actually indulged while here in Minnesota since they came and went.
Yeah, because I think that the last time, I think when it closed, that was, what, 17 years ago? Because I'm the only one that I knew of, well, there were two. There was the one at the Mall of America, and then there was also the one in Maple Grove. I had went to the one in Maple Grove. But, yes, in Fridley, it opened earlier today, and the line was out the door. I think that there was like a radio broadcast from there, all this good stuff, whatever. Oh, yeah. But I think that we need to meet up there and grab some, because I know your kids haven't had Krispy Kreme.
No, they haven't. And they love them a good donut. So I don't think you'll hear much argument from them. I love that they're actually in the car listening while I'm outside doing it. So I'm sure they're going to let me have that. We're going to get donuts, Mommy. We're going to get donuts. So nice work, Lake.
All right. So you're in for donuts. It'll be a lot of fun. So we'll definitely have to get that done. All right. Let's talk some Minnesota Wild hockey. The Wild had put together some good performances here recently. Actually had won 4 of their last 5, but they lost against the Sharks most recently. Just kind of talk about that game.
Yeah, you know, they're starting to put it together, it feels like. Matt Zuccarello's back in the lineup. The chemistry between him and Kirill Kaprizov has not dissipated at all. And the good news is you've got 2 good goaltenders. Jesper Velsted has looked really good. He had back-to-back starts. They started Gus against the Sharks last night. He didn't do poorly by any stretch of the imagination. So I think they're starting to click. They're still not all the way there. And as we've talked about before, they've dug themselves a little bit of a hole to get out of, but to string together those wins is huge. They've got a homestand that they're continuing, so it's another big opportunity to get 2 points against some Western Conference teams coming up this weekend.
As this team is starting to get a little bit healthier, you talked about people returning. What would you say right now is the strength of this team, or do we not know what that is right now?
That's a really good question, and not one that I don't think I can really figure out. I mean, there's always the dedication and the commitment, because even during the slump, I think the team did a nice job continuing to focus on taking it one game at a time, one day at a time, and never really letting the losses get the best of them. They still would kind of go out and try to piece together a 60-minute hockey game. But I mean, to say there's one specific thing that's really standing out to me, I haven't seen it yet, unfortunately. I mean, there's continuous improvement from game to game, which I think is a testament in and of itself of John Hines. But there's not one solid part, which is worrisome, right? You'd like to be able to, at this point in the season, point to one thing, but I just don't know that there is. Improvement would be my gold standard there on the report card.
Yeah. We're talking to Jesse Pierce, Bar Down Beauty's podcast, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. In the world of sports, when we look at, a lot of these guys, these professional athletes, and we acknowledge them as really good players, we say that they are him, right? Or they will say, I am him. Like we saw that with Stefan Diggs years ago. We know that Kirill Kaprizov is a really, really good player. But is Matt Boldy him?
Oof. He's darn close. He's getting there. The knock on Boldy will always be, and kind of continues to be, his consistency and the lack thereof. He's not really, I mean, he's been getting goals here and there, but not at the pace that you were expecting him. It wasn't, you were thinking he'd be a point per game player, and he should be, because he is in that elite echelon and next wave of superstars. I'm not ready to say he is him just yet, but by next year, I think absolutely. And again, once he continues to put the puck in the back of the net and find that consistency, he definitely has every reason to be.
How is the Vladimir Tarasenko bringing him in? How do you think that has worked out? Because it just feels like it hasn't worked out at all.
it hasn't. The good news is it's not that Bill Guerin necessarily paid a ton to acquire Vladimir Tarasenko in the offseason. So you're not losing out a heck of a whole lot. It was a gamble, sure, to bring in an older guy. But if he was on, it would have been great. And now, I first coming into the season, I was like, he just needs to get 15 goals. He needs to get 20 goals. I'll take 5 from Vladimir Tarasenko at this point. He's starting to click with his line mates a little bit down on that bottom line, but still, it's just not what you wanted. And granted, Vladimir Tarasenko, his heydays were 5 years ago, and that was great. And so it's to be expected that his decline is there. It's been very underwhelming, to say the least.
Well, I guess the good news for the Minnesota Wild is that and they got to make the most of it, is you've got 3 consecutive home games remaining here of this 5-game homestand. You face Anaheim on Saturday, so you got a little bit of a break here in the week, and then you got a back-to-back against Vegas on Sunday, and you got a couple of days off before you face Carolina.
Yeah, it's the longest stretch of break that the Minnesota Wild have all season, which is kind of crazy to imagine that 3 days off is their biggest break, withstanding any holiday activity and travel. But it's going to be good. Anaheim's hot. The Ducks are back, as they say in the Mighty Ducks. The Quack Attack is back, Jack. Like, it's kind of fun to watch them. just as a pure hockey fan, because they've been in this rebuild stage for years, and now they've got these young guys like Leo Carlson leading the way. So it's going to be a very tough game, not the easy out that the Ducks used to be. They're a different looking squad this year. They're actually leading the Pacific. So Minnesota's going to have their hands full with them. And then you go into Vegas, and everybody knows what Vegas can do. You saw it last year in the first round of the playoffs with the Minnesota Wild. So you're hoping that Minnesota can step up toe-to-toe again, back-to-back two 5 p.m. games. They should be up for it. They have to be up for it because, again, these are 2 points per night, so 4 points total in the weekend that you need. And then moving on to Carolina, decent battle on the road against the Hurricanes last week. Little injury riddled for Carolina, so that helps out Minnesota, but they're a fast team too, and Minnesota struggles with quick teams like that.
Jesse, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I will talk to you soon. And, yeah, when you get back to the car, I need a text from you after talking to the kids. I want to know what the consensus is on their favorite flavor donut.
Always. I got it. I got you. I'll do the good research for you.
All right. That's Jesse Pearson, Bar Down Beauty's podcast, joining us here on The Lake Show. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got Around the NFL. That's next year on The Good Neighbor.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. Thanks again to Jesse Pearce for being on the show, talking hockey with us. We transition from the ice to the football field because we're going to go around the NFL.
All right, let's get to it, Henry. I guess I just want to ask you right away because, number one, this is all about J.J. McCarthy at this point. But what is the most accurate way we should, not how we do it, but what is the most accurate way we should view J.J. McCarthy right now?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean by that? What is the most accurate way we should view him?
Do we look at him as a guy that could be a franchise guy? Do we look at him as a bust? Is he still a question? Like, is the jury? Because to me, the jury's still out. And I feel like there's so many people that are making assumptions about what J.J. McCarthy is or what J.J. McCarthy isn't. I feel like we've got to let things play out before
the way that we should view him is he's a rookie quarterback. Like, that's what he is. He's a rookie. So that's how, like, when you ask the question, what is the most accurate way we should view him? View him for what he is. He is a rookie quarterback. We can't look at him and say that he's a bust because clearly he's not a bust. You can't look at him and say that we know that he's the future because we don't know that either. Like, just acknowledge for him for what he is right now. He's a rookie.
Yeah. I feel like we want to put a label on something right away, and we don't want to let things play out, and we're frustrated when things don't go, when things don't go good. Now, apparently he's, got like a wrap on his hand today. I don't know if that was trolling. He's on the injury list with a hand, but sounds like he's going to be fine. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on all the talking heads. At the end of the day, how should we look at him? All right, so the Vikings are 3-point favorites at home. That's kind of to be expected. Detroit and Chicago are both 6-3. Green Bay, I don't think people are making a big enough deal out of the loss to Philadelphia on Monday night at home at Lambeau. Green Bay's 5-3-1. The Vikings are 4-5. Now, CBS has them as like a 4.5% chance to make the postseason. Here's my question, though. If they beat Chicago on Sunday, two wins over Chicago, two road wins in the division, they're 3-0 in the division, does this catapult them back into the talk of the NFC North?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. First off, if you're talking about Green Bay, I'm not concerned about Green Bay from the perspective of losing to Philadelphia. I would be concerned about the loss the week before against Carolina at home.
They also lost to Cleveland.
That was on the road. That was the one out of all the ones is the Carolina at home. The Vikings beating the Bears, the Vikings are a better team than the Bears. I look at this division, and the only two teams I think that can actually win a playoff game out of this division is Detroit and Green Bay against the right opponent. I don't think Chicago can beat anybody in the postseason, and I don't think the Vikings can beat anybody in the postseason, and I don't think the Vikings are a postseason team. I'm not a believer in the Vikings or the Bears.
Yeah, right now the Vikings are not. And you look at some of those wins that they had, I mean, they were lucky to beat Washington, and then the Cincinnati and Giants. Like, there are just a lot of things. I don't want to say they're fluky because sometimes, we've seen the Vikings have win a lot of fluky games. And, the whole, one score situation, I feel like that's kind of where Chicago is at now. I don't know if Chicago's a paper tiger, but, I mean, I think if you beat Chicago and you can explode, Chicago's defense is not good.
Did you say you're not sure if they're a paper tiger?
No, I said they are a paper tiger.
Oh, they are. I'm about to say, yeah, they are a paper tiger.
Oh,
yeah, I agree with you.
Chicago,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely a paper tiger. So I assume you're taking the Vikings over the Bears on Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. We talked about it yesterday on the H&H podcast on Fox 9. 100%. They are going to beat the Chicago Bears. They're favored. I think that they're favored by 3.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think they cover.
Yeah, I think they do too. I think J.J. McCarthy goes out. I think he throws for 275 and 3 scores.
You know what I want them to do? Run the damn ball.
Well, we know that.
How about we run the damn ball?
We know that's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
JJ's going to have his first 300-yard game on Sunday because KOC is allergic to running the ball.
I know that there's a possibility that no longer you'll be drinking THC drinks in the next year or two or whatever, but
stupid government.
Put that one down right now, the one you're drinking right now.
Okay.
Do you want to make a wager on whether he has a 300-yard game?
Sure. Exactly. I'll do it.
No. Do you really?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay, so should Buffalo... New England's playing, I think, above their talent level right now. Mike Vrabel, like you said, with Dane Mizutani last night, Mike Vrabel should be coach of the year. New England, what they're doing is unbelievable right now. Tied for the best record in the AFC along with Denver and Indianapolis. But last week, Buffalo, big time favorites. I don't care that they're on the road in Miami. But you get, what's the correct word? Mollywopped.
You like that word, don't you?
I do like the word.
You love that word.
I love the word mollywopped. It is not used enough.
We use it on this show.
Against the Miami Dolphins. How concerned should the Buffalo Bills be that maybe they are not the cream of the crop in the AFC East?
Yeah, they should be concerned at this point. Because, you know, the number one reason why they should be concerned? The number one reason why the Buffalo Bills should be concerned is because Drake May is the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's – I think his odds right now, I think he's got the same betting odds for NFL MVP as Josh Allen.
He should be a candidate for NFL MVP. I think that the NFL MVP right now is, in my mind, and we talked about this, Matthew Stafford.
I agree, yes.
But there's no question that Drake May should be a contender for
Drake May should get votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. As much as I don't like New England.
Me neither.
Yeah. And finally, this isn't so much a question as it is a statement. And maybe I'm in the minority. I think you may agree with me. Justin Jefferson was getting a lot of heat for the quote-unquote lack of effort after the interception last week. Was he upset? Was he, you know, was he tired? Whatever. At least he is not A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is a fantastic wide receiver, but an absolute head case. Not involved in the game plan on Monday night. You get a win. He caught 2 out of 3 targets for 13 yards, but multiple times, Henry, he's gone on social media and whined and complained about his role in the offense. And this time he did it on a Twitch stream with somebody named Janky Rondo, not Rajon Rondo, Janky Rondo playing Madden. And he was asked, everything good? He said, family's good. Everything else? It's been a show. How you been? Struggling. I mean, he just got to cram it, right? You just got to zip it.
100%. A.J. Brown is on the defending NFL Super Bowl champions, and they are one of the top 5 teams in the league, and he is totally in diva wide receiver mode, which we know that wide receivers can be divas, but it's like, pipe down, dude. Just shut up. You're becoming a distraction. And it's not good. Like, if you know who should be probably just as upset at the season than him? Saquon Barkley, coming off the season he had last year. So just calm down, bro.
Yeah.
I think that he gets moved in the offseason.
Do you really?
Yeah. I if I'm Philadelphia, I'm tired. I'm over it. We got a championship out of you. We don't need you anymore.
I mean,
we don't need the distractions. We don't need the headlines. We don't need the shade.
Howie Roseman doesn't seem like somebody that puts up with that nonsense. Like, if there's one market that you do not want to be complaining about, I feel like that's going to go over really well with Philly fans. Oh, and by the way, if A.J. Brown's moved, fine, you got Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
You got somebody who can slide into that alpha wide receiver. They're going to be just fine. It was a great trade for Philadelphia to get him from Tennessee. And you're right, like, Philly, you talk about, you know, when they talk about house flipping, you could flip A.J. Brown. He's still got name equity. But, man, I just don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, that's going to wrap up around the NFL. Coming up next, I am not a fan of the Battle of the Sexes sports events. I'll tell you why on the Lake Show.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am not a fan of the Battle of the Sexes sports events. I'm not. And I know that we have championed that stuff in the past, but that's exactly it. It's in the past. Many years ago, when it was, when the face of it, right, was Billie Jean King, it meant something then. Okay? It did. It meant something back then. When it was Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. Icons. In 2025, it's different. And I think it needs to stop. And the reason why is because the world's best player, Aryna Sabalenka, is going to face off against, and I don't even know if he's actively been playing lately, but Nick, it's like Gregorios. He's not really been active playing here in the last year because of the injuries that he's been dealing with. He's actually been doing some like reporting and analyst work for ESPN at the big matches. But I bring this up because he's going to be competing against Sabalenka. And by the way, Sabalenka this year, a WTA season record, $15 million in earnings. That surpasses Serena Williams' 2013 mark. That's how successful she's been. She's the number one player in the world. So she's going to face Nick in this battle of the sexes in Dubai on December the 28th. I don't like it. And the specific reason why I don't like it is on top of it's not needed. Because that's another thing. Like, it's not needed. But I'm not a fan of the Battle of the Sexes theme matches anymore because the premise of it with these events is though women have something to prove, and they do not. These phenomenal female athletes have nothing to prove. Nothing to prove. Sabalenka is the best in the world right now. She has nothing to prove against Nick. And he's not even... Let me look up and see the last time he actually had a match.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense for a myriad of reasons. I'm not even, you know, upset with the, you know, hey, women don't have anything to prove. It's, okay, you've got the best female player in the world taking on just a good male tennis player that has not played in some time. So if she beats him, it's like, well, yeah, but
his rank right now is 600. Well, hold on. His rank right now is 658.
Wow. I didn't even think rankings went that low.
Prize money this year. This is this year.
Mm-hmm.
His prize money this year is 148,000. She's amassed 15 million this year, setting the record. That just tells you where he's at in his career.
Yeah, this is nothing but a headline grab, because if she goes out and beats him, it's like, well, yeah, she's the best player in the world, and he's in the top 750, so good for him. Who did she really beat? But if he beats her, then it's like, well, how good are the women? Because the best female in the world just got beat by a guy who isn't even one of the best players. You know, that is, you know, he's not playing at a Roland Garros. He's not playing at Wimbledon. He's, you know, not for any of these Grand Slam events. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation on top of it being incredibly misogynistic.
So what's the point?
I don't know. I don't know.
Battle of the sexes. That's what it's called.
You don't need it.
Battle of the sexes. You know what would be a more accurate battle of the sexes? The number one women's player versus the number one men's player.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a more accurate framing of it, though?
I mean,
not the worst guy versus the best woman.
Well, that's just it. It's like, are they saying that one of the, you know, 658th ranked men's player is the equal level of competition as the number one woman in the world? Is that what they're saying? Like, how did he come to this agreement?
Because of the entertainment factor with him. Because he's a braggadocious bit, you know, he's very loud. He's got strong opinions. He's kind of the Conor McGregor of tennis, except less accomplished.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm being serious.
No. I'm just in my mind. I'm thinking what a great big raging a-hole this guy is. I know.
I'm not saying he's as terrible as Conor McGregor. That's not what I'm saying.
No, he's obnoxious and he's over the top. Is he sexist like Conor McGregor?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Let me just say this. I'm not a big fan.
Okay. And again, I don't know anything about him. I mean, you know, if you're going to take on Andre Agassi or Bjorn Borg or, you know, and John McEnroe or Jimmy Connors, you know, Andre Agassi, then we're talking. You know, Nick Kyrgios?
Kyrgios. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Okay, yeah.
But just think about that. He's a guy that...
He's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, right now he is.
He's so irrelevant that you need to get the rub off of the number one women's player in the world to get your name out there. This is really, I didn't know, like, when you sent this story and you're like, hey, you know, this is something I want to get into. I didn't even know this was going on. I didn't even know that they even, like, did this anymore. Because again, yeah, what is the end goal of it? I would like to ask the organizers, what is it that you're looking to accomplish with this? Like, what is it you're hoping that you come out of this and you're like, man, I remember this event for such and such? Because I have no interest in watching. If this was on free TV, I wouldn't watch it. I just wouldn't.
I would assume it's going to be on free TV. I don't assume that people are going to pay to see this.
Oh, nobody's going to pay for this. Nobody's going to pay to watch this.
I don't know, man. The reason why I'm not into it is because I just don't think that there's a need for it anymore.
I don't think there's a market for it. Do you think?
And there's always going to be the people that will say, yeah, women, they'll never be on the level of guys. And we just don't need that talk. Like, why can't we just establish that the women's game is the women's game and the men's game is the women's game? Why isn't that good enough?
Because we
for some people, it's never good enough.
No. There's always going to be those out there, Henry, that are going to have to claim their genetic superiority. That's just kind of what it is. It's like, yeah, women are good, but they're not as good as men. You know what? Women are athletic, but they're not as fast as men.
They're not as strong as men. It's like watching WNBA. Oh, but they can't dunk. So what? Who cares?
I know Brittany Griner dunked. Candace Parker dunked.
But you know what they mean? Like, yeah, the majority of them can't dunk.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I know they don't dunk. So what?
Exactly.
Does that mean that their game is any less enjoyable? It's a different type of game.
Yep.
And I think you have to have a discerning eye to appreciate what it is that you're watching.
I can't dunk.
I used to be able to dunk on a 6-foot hoop. I don't know that I could do it anymore, and I'm like 5'10".
Oh, I can't dunk. So that would never be my dunk. Oh, these women. Oh, they can't dunk.
What do you mean you can't dunk? You're a black man. You should be able to dunk a basketball.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Exactly. Final segment of The Lake Show is coming up next. All right, final couple of minutes here of The Lake Show. The next couple of nights, Stevie T will be in for me. I am off Thursday and Friday. I think that I'm going to see Stevie T and Al Shock on Saturday, though. I think that they're going to be covering the Minnesota State High School League football. So I will see them.
Yeah, I think
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they'll probably be there.
I think they are.
I'm fairly certain.
So, which, by the way, the last time I saw a high school football game, was how long has that been? I think the last. Now, this is kind of embarrassing.
Oh no! Oh no! Okay.
The last time that I went and watched a high school football game in the stands was on a snowy night in St. Paul, watching Joe Mauer play.
See, I was going to go back and say it was Larry Fitzgerald. That's where I was going to say with Holy Angels. That's where I thought you were going to go, like way back in the day.
I never saw Larry Fitzgerald play high school football, like be in the arena.
Man.
I saw Joe Mauer play. I think that might have been the last in-person game that I saw high school football. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. You're in for a treat, though.
Think about that.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. Like, there's just something.
Holders?
Yeah, it's just something about high school football, and like, especially
at the bank.
Yeah, you know, especially on like a Friday night.
Well, it's going to be a Saturday.
Well, I know, but I mean, the whole like ambiance around high school football is just—it's just awesome.
It's going to be a Saturday. Though.
Well, we can take the atmosphere from Friday and just apply it to Saturday.
Can we?
Yeah, we can.
Annandale versus Minneapolis North. Saturday at the bank.
You going to wear your...
No.
No?
I'll be a media member.
Why don't you want to go as a fan?
I mean, if I really wanted to go as a fan, I guess I could. I could just text Coach Adams to say, I'm going to be on the sideline with
you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. You're going to be sideline guy.
I'm not going to be sideline guy. I'm going to be up in the press box.
But you could be sideline guy.
Oh,
of course. You're going to be press box
guy.
Come
on, man.
See, you could.
I got people.
I was going to say, you could go anywhere in the bank you wanted to.
I could be on the sideline with some Gatorade in my hand.
Yeah, you could. You pour
like, what y'all talking about? Y'all ain't talking about nothing.
I could imagine. See, you'd be a good sideline guy. I think you'd be a really good sideline guy. You know,
I just want to see a good game.
Yeah.
I just want to see a good game. This is the Class 3A semifinal Saturday.
And, you know, playing at the bank, too. Yeah, you know, I remember, like, going and playing baseball at the Metrodome once. it was absolutely like unbelievable, because you're playing at a place, you're like, oh man, this is where Kirby Puckett played. This is where Ken Herbert, you know, and you kind of get.
But the same nostalgia about that doesn't surround the bank, though.
No, but
there's no feeling like that with the bank.
No, but I do think there is, though, when you're talking about kids get a chance to be on the same field as, you know what, Stephon Diggs was on this field, and you know, Justin Jefferson's on this field. Like, it doesn't, what, you don't, see, I think there's still.
I don't think it's the same thing.
I do. I think there's an amount of awe that goes on when you're playing it. You're playing on the same field as a big leaguer. It doesn't matter if, you know, those teams have won championships or not.
But that's what you said, though. You said that Kirby Puckett won championships in the Metrodome. That's uniquely different.
But see, now, I guess when I wasn't, you know, talking about it in the sense of championships. I was just talking about, like, this is where the Twins played. I'm playing on the same field.
I mean, the Vikings once played at Huntington Bank.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the field that ended Brett Favre's career. That vicious hit.
I'm not upset about that at all.
No. I mean, why would you be? That was game against Chicago. But no, I think it's definitely, it's a thrill to be on the same field as athletes have played at. And, you know, because this could be a once in a lifetime opportunity. Like, some of these kids may never get this opportunity again, and something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. There's no doubt about it. So I'm looking forward to doing that on
Saturday.
Okay. I'm supposed to go to a concert on Friday at First Avenue. I'm going to hang out with my First Avenue peeps. You got any big plans for the weekend? I know that you're doing the show tomorrow and Friday, but any other plans outside of that?
No.
Oh, wait, you got Vikings on Sunday. You got a game.
Yeah, I'm going to that. My daughter is interested, like, she's big into theater and musicals and everything.
Okay.
And there's a show going on at the Wayzata High School that she wants to see that some of her friends are in. So we're going to go on Saturday afternoon. We're going to go to the matinee, and we're going to watch that. I don't even know what the show is. My wife got tickets. I'm just kind of along for the ride there. Then Saturday I'm going with, or Sunday I'm going with my buddy John. We're going to go to the Vikings-Bears game because he usually joins me for a game a year. So my high school buddy John Eichenlaub and I are going to go to the bank and watch the Bears go down.
Yeah, I truly do believe that the Bears are going to lose. I think the Vikings, or better yet, the Vikings are going to win. That's what I believe. Yeah. I think that's going to happen. Hey, real quickly, I do want to give people an update. The Gophers they played the majority of this game. They played well. Mm-hmm. The last 10 minutes of this game has been horrible for the Golden Gophers. They are trailing the Missouri Tigers right now with a minute and a half remaining, 79-56. So they're trailing by 23.
Mm. Well, I mean, the Gophers were only down by two at half, but yeah, Mizzou.
They were up one at the 14-minute mark.
Yeah, Mizzou's put almost 50 on the board here in the second half. And, you know, I mean, you take it as a learning lesson, and, you know, you go down to, you know, Mizzou Arena, take on an SEC team and learn from it, and then, you know, move on with the rest of your, then you come back and play Green Bay at the Barn, and then Chicago State. Green Bay and Chicago. Those are two teams we like to beat up on. Let's go, Gophers.
That's going to wrap up the show. I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Tomorrow night, Stevie T, Steve Thompson, in for me, right here on The Good Neighbor.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.